Yo, what's up? It's Overslept Chris Laker. What time is it? 9:52 in the AM. I am in bed, but I'm talking into a microphone. I set up this H4N voice recorder next to the bed with a microphone. So now I just reach over, turn it on, and I'm talking into like a real microphone. And I got headphones on. It's like I'm doing a real podcast, but I'm laying down. So this is getting real professional real quick. I got a tweet from at Mortimer Panda asking to be a guest on the show. And I was like, at first, my first thought was like, nah. He said, I'd love to wake up and be a guest on Overslept via Skype or something. That was my first thought, was like, nah. Then I was like, man, dude asked. That's pretty, all right. So I said, once I figure it out, I tweeted back that I would. And then, because I was thinking it could be kind of interesting to have. Because it's not like guest is like coming into a studio and it's like, yeah, you're just going to call me. And I'm going to put you on speakerphone. It's probably going to sound like shit. I'm going to text him. You know, I think I'm going to try to test this out. I'm going to text my friend Ian to see if he'll be a guest. That's my, because I can't make people wake up when I do. You know what I mean? So I was thinking, oh, to get guests that to get some guests, so it's kind of like not planned. I'll just text them when I'm starting. So I'm texting Ian. Can you talk on the phone to be a guest on my podcast? And then, all right, send. And see if he, it might not be an efficient way to do it. I'm going to have to reset these things up in advance, I think. But yeah, Mortimer Panda, you'll be a guest. And I think you guys will be guests, because what the fuck, why not? You know? It'll be like live calling stuff. There are all these radio shows, you could just call in and say some bullshit. It'll be like that. You'd be on like a couple minutes, you know? But no, it's not him. Or who knows how many minutes. But yeah, I think I'm going to start doing that. I got to figure it out, though, still. And I'm kind of like lazy about it. I don't know, lazy. I think about this show, but that part of it, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to hold my phone up to this microphone. That was the big thing I did yesterday, was I set up this the microphone, the H4N, next to the bed, which you know, it was like sitting in a box because we hadn't been using it. But this is like, yeah, professional podcast now. Except I just need some advertisers and listeners. Not that you people aren't fantastic. You're great. You're the best. I'm offering you a free trip to New York. You go to, you know, if you haven't, if you're just listening for the first time, if you're a regular listener to the show, you can come see me at Madison Square Garden. When I headline Madison Square Garden at a yet-to-be-determined date, that will hopefully be sooner than I think and you think. But when I headline Madison Square Garden, I'm going to take the listeners of this podcast that signed up on my website. I'm going to fly you into New York, put you in a hotel, and put you in the front row of the goddamn show. So I don't think anybody else is offering that. Mortimer Panda also sent me an email. But I think it was very, let me see if I can find it. And posted on the forum. Mortimer Panda really wanted to get to me yesterday. and I appreciate that. I don't mind. Tweet, email, do it all. I like getting correspondence. You're doing, this is when we sent an email via the website, was you're doing the Lord's work, perhaps a guest could be arranged. Okay, keep dreaming, buddy. Thank you, Moore. Good dude. And he also posted on the forum. He's the first person to post on the forum, but I didn't even, I got to take that down. It's unnecessary. I got a little ahead of myself with that. I was just getting excited with the new podcast. I was like, oh, everybody that listens will become friends, and they should talk to each other. So I like found this like free forum thing, put it on the web. But it's just gonna sit there empty, except for like random. You know, it's coming down. Sorry if you were gearing up to become very active on the forum, but it's gonna come down. An empty forum sitting on my website is, it's not a good look. It was Ash Wednesday yesterday, and I tweeted this, so I hate to just, like, I have to preface when I'm repeating a tweet, but I feel the need, because if it's like, what if, oh, he gave an original thought to me right there, and then you see it in my Twitter feed, and it was from yesterday, and you feel like lied to. That's not good. But it's a true feeling what I tweeted. So I wanted that every year on Ash Wednesday, I'm really shocked by the amount of people with ashes on it for it, because you feel like, who the hell's Catholic? And particularly here in New York City, where everybody's supposed to be godless. And there I am walking around Chelsea. It's not where I live, but it's where I was when I first started seeing a bunch of ash. There was definitely, and I just didn't notice till I got there. Then I was on the Upper West Side, everywhere I went yesterday, ashes. I bet if I went into like hipster Brooklyn, there was ashes. I think, you know what I mean? You'd probably be surprised. So, but I didn't go there yesterday. I stayed in Manhattan with the rich people, and but it's it feels like nobody is still Catholic, like not just Catholic, but go to church and get ashes Catholic. You know what I mean? Not just like I was Catholic as a kid, and if you ask me what I am, I'll say Catholic, but it's just to have something to say. And I go to church quarterly. I hit the big days and then a couple other days and say I'm going to go. Like that kind of, that to me is as most Catholic as anybody could be if you went to church four times a year. But ashes, that's big. Other than the ashes are kind of fun. And I get that. I just wouldn't want to be affiliated with the some of the things that the Catholic Church is known for. It is almost like, hey, let me. Can we just put mark off all the child rape apologists today? Just put a black mark on all the child rapist apologists' forehead, so we know who they are. Get an accurate count. Not to be, you know, and maybe it's hack to make fun of the child raping, but it's, I think it bears repeating. It's bad. It's really fucking bad. And I don't think it stopped. I doubt it. I'm sorry if that's a controversial subject to come out against the systematic raping and then covering up for decades raping children. I think it's bad. I'm against it. And I think the organization behind it is not great. And yeah, I grew up in that church and nobody touched me. But there was my church didn't have creepy priests. It had really, they had drunk asshole priests, which if you're going to choose between that and the creep, give me the drunk asshole for sure. I mean, I don't know that they're, I'm pretty sure they were drunk and they were like shitty and like, yeah, just like mean dudes because they're angry. But they had a right to be angry. They got, they somehow got talked into that life. And now they were old and they were like, the fuck did I do? I mean, I'm guessing. They didn't confide in me. You know, which is great too. You don't want a priest. You don't want a priest to confide in you when you're a child. That would be scary. But I was always ready for one of those guys to make a move. When I was a kid, I remember I was an altar boy. I had to go to the rectory for something. I was like, this dude tries to fuck me, I'm gonna kick him in the balls, and I'm gonna run out the door. I had my whole thing planned out. And then he didn't even try. It wasn't even. He left. And then he had to run off and give last rites. Somebody was dying. He had to run to the hospital. He seemed kind of excited about it, in a somber way. I'm saying that's probably when you got a priest emergency like that. Like, oh, gotta go, give last rites. I don't know if it was a hospital or whatever, but he had to go somewhere to give last rites. Seemed pretty exciting. You know, like if you're a fireman, you don't want a fire to come, right? Like you're not wishing fire. But it's got to be exciting when the alarm bell goes off. Then you're the siren. You're on the truck. And, but, I mean, it's what you do. That's like to get the call and someone's like, you know, this guy needs to go to heaven. He's going to go to hell if you don't get here in time. Is that all? Is that what it takes? I mean, I like that. There is if you get away from the people, that's because that's what people say, that the Catholic Church is flawed because of the people. The people are flawed. The church is not. When you know, if that is your belief, all right. But I say as a system, they have a lot of nice loopholes. I appreciate loopholes. I like confession. I mean, that's the big one. I just got to tell this guy what I did. He gives me a thing to do. And we're solid. Right? That's good. You got last rites. All you got to do is get that down. Because if the priest shows up and gives you your last rites, you're going to heaven then. And, oh, they got... you can get a marriage annulled. You can't, you're not supposed to be doing it, but you can get a marriage annulled. Which, now that's not even a divorce. It didn't fucking happen. Amazing. I think the other loophole there, too, is don't get married in the Catholic Church. Then you're just sinning. You're legally married, but you don't have them on your ass, too. And then, I got married, but I didn't get married in Catholic Church. Got married in Methodist Church because that's, I found a guy and he was the, you know, found a guy online and he's like, hey, try this church. All right. We weren't preached to or anything about it. Anyway, so if I ever want to get Catholic married, which that ain't happening. But if I did, I think I'm free and clear. I think as far as they're concerned, I wasn't even married that first time. So I like that about them. They don't acknowledge my first marriage as or my only marriage, but they don't acknowledge it. And neither do I. So you can agree with anybody. If you really want, if you just look for where you meet and then work from there. That's all you got to do. I'm sure, you know, there's people, I go to Facebook pages of people I disagree with politically, and they don't know this. They don't even, they don't even really know me. They're just other comedians that you're that I'm Facebook friends with, but not really like friends with like in real life. And I read like their what they write, and I get so angry because I like to get angry. But I'm sure if I talked to the dudes, like there would be something in this world that we, you know, that we agree on. Maybe Goodfellas or, I don't know, some movie. And then you kind of work, then I could probably understand them better. But now they're just disembodied. They're just opinion. I got to stop doing that. Being, where are we at on time? 15. Not bad. Still no word from Ian on this. I don't know if we're going to get a guest today. I'll do it tomorrow for sure. I'll definitely have a guest tomorrow. What's news-wise, what do we got? Trump. They should just have like a no Trump section. Five things you need to know for Thursday. Snapchat IPO. I'm not in the stock market game. Don't know about you guys, but there's a Snapchat IPO if you want it. If you want to get a piece of that sweet Snapchat action. I'm on there, but I never use it. Is that something I should do for this podcast? Would you guys want to Snapchats of me podcasting? Maybe. They said there was five things I needed to know, but that's really country's joint. Man, fuck that shit. I don't know. So Ian's in. No. Yeah. Let me see. I'm gonna call Ian, and he'll be the guest. Okay. Here we go. It's ringing. Can you? Dude, pick up the fucking phone. He's not picking up the phone. I'll just say, call me now. Hold on. Call me now. Episode 21 is magic. Oh, that's good. That's nice to say. This episode is episode 22. This episode's not good. But I'm trying to get him to call me. I'm getting him. He keeps. We're at 18. This is a lot of filler. I'm sorry. This episode's not good. It's they're not all gems, man. What do you want? I'm just waking up, and I'm trying to. And I had this new equipment, and I'm trying to get a guest on. He can't. He's not calling. I think we might have to do it tomorrow. I'll try him one more time. Maybe he'll pick up this time. It's ringing. If he doesn't pick this up, we're just going to say, fuck it. And maybe I'll talk to him tomorrow. I know he listens. I was like, oh, Adam, none of my friends listen to the show except for him. So I thought he would be a good guest to talk about stuff with. But I've known him a long time.
Please leave a message. Thanks so much. tell him please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
No, you were going to be the first guest on the show, but you're not picking up your phone. So maybe tomorrow. I don't know. All right, see you, man. I left him a voice. That's a shitty thing to do, leave somebody a voicemail. Who wants a fucking voicemail in their inbox? They suck. It's like the worst thing in the world. But I just delete them. I don't even usually listen to them. Somebody left me a voicemail. It's either my parents, and I called them right after they left the voicemail, or it's some bill collector that I'm avoiding. All right, we hit 20. So let's just wrap this fucker up. Did I tell everybody to go sign up for the thing? I probably did. I don't remember what I even said on the show today. Tomorrow will be better. I'll have a guest. I'll be used to this, to holding up the microphones. Let me know if you think this sounds better than yesterday or typical, like the when I've been recording into the phone. I don't know. Because I was like, I set this up and then I listened to an episode from a day ago or yesterday's or whatever. And I was like, oh, man, the phone sounds pretty fucking good. It sounds like it sounds just as good as anything. I mean, sometimes I'm not holding it right to my face, or I'm like, you know, I'm like fucking with it. So maybe it's not consistently good, but I thought I was pretty impressed. So that's it. Tomorrow's going to be better. I don't know why I think that, because today wasn't that good. So I feel like I'm not going to have two duds in a row. That's the thing you can be happy about when you have a day like today where it's like, oh, this one's like, why am I still listening to this show? And, oh, tomorrow's going to be good, right? Tomorrow will be good because today wasn't that good. All the good stuff will come out tomorrow. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right? Cool. You guys are cool. I like you. Go write it. You don't have to do anything. I was going to tell you write a review on iTunes, but don't even today. Don't today. It's fine. I'll tell you to do it tomorrow. All right. We love you.